You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, the human rights group Amnesty International was in Smithers recently to present more than 26,000 letters of support to Wet'suwet'en land defenders. The Right for Rights campaign has recognized Molly Wickham, also known as Slato, and the Gitxsan Firekeepers as defenders of human and indigenous rights as they continue to object to pipeline developments on their traditional territories. A contingent of Amnesty International personnel and members of the Wet'suwet'en and Gitxsan Nations, as well as dozens of supporters, gathered in Smithers to present the letters. We take you now to Beauville Square in downtown Smithers for the presentation of those letters. Stay with us.
We're an international human rights organization, and our vision is that every person on this planet can enjoy the rights in the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights and every international instrument. We know that human rights don't need treaties, they don't need instruments. We know that indigenous rights existed as long as you've been here. But unfortunately, not everyone is respecting the rights as they should be. And so we use international law to help governments respect indigenous rights that have existed and have been here since you've been here for thousands of years. We work in solidarity with human rights defenders around the world to support and respect human rights. We've been working with the Wet'suwet'en community for a very long time, many years, and have gone through a lot of journeys together. We've gone together to the Inter-American Commission for Human Rights in 2023. We came here in June and September of last year during the trials to be a witness and tell folks about international law that should be respected and Canadian law that should be respected in the courts. And we've been advocating together against the criminalization of land defenders for several years. And I just want to say, for me personally, and I know for our organization, the trust that you have put in us means everything. And the fact that we have been able to build trust with you is something that is very important and is very intentional that we respect. It means a lot that we've been able to build this trust so that we can use our platforms to help you share your story and your words and to let the world hear it. I'm gonna give the microphone to Ali, who's gonna explain what's under this tarp and in these boxes.
Thank you, Aaron, and hello, everyone. Thank you for coming out today. My name is Ali McCracken. I'm a campaigner with Amnesty International. Amnesty International works on hundreds of human rights issues all around the whole planet, but every single year, we pick 10 cases to focus on and to put all of our energy into, all 80 countries. And in 2024, the entire planet decided that solidarity with the Wet'suwet'en Nation was one of our global priorities because of the egregious nature in which the government of British Columbia has treated the nation. And so for the last 6 months, we've sent over 540,000 emails to Premier Eby telling him to stop the criminalization of land defenders and to stop the pipeline now. And in addition to that, that's a lot of emails in his inbox. So in addition to 540 emails to David Eby, we have also generated 26,000 solidarity letters to you all. 26,000 people around the world, in addition to 540,000, who have taken action, who know your story, who have written to you, who are standing with you, who are in solidarity with you, who will take your story with you forever in their lives. I want to tell you that we got letters from Zimbabwe, from Nigeria, from Thailand, from Taiwan, from Uruguay, from Paraguay, the United States, every corner of this earth sent letters that are in these boxes right behind Chief Namax over there and right as you can see up here. And so we want to invite you after our speaker lineup to come up and take as many letters as you want for yourself, for your loved ones, for your friends, your family, and your community, so you can share the love and spread the solidarity. It is unfathomable that during a global climate crisis that is deepened by fossil fuels every single day, that the government of British Columbia would put a pipeline through your beautiful Yinta without your free, prior, and informed consent. And we know that you've been fighting like hell to protect the Yinta, and we're all here because we are going to protect the Yinta with you. And it's not just us. It's all the 26,000 people who sent solidarity letters and all 540,000 people who sent letters to David Eby. We are with you all the way, and we're going to do everything we can to stop this pipeline from happening. I want to thank the hereditary chiefs for inviting us to your land. I want to thank the land defenders for putting their bodies on the line. It means everything to us, like Aaron said, for us to be here with you time and time again. And now we want to take a moment to unveil a gift that we have for you from Amnesty International to the nation and to all criminalized land defenders. Thank you.
Denise, Sakaze, Skaze, Saislato, Sydney, Gidimden, Hesley. Thank you so much for everybody for being here. Thank you so much to our Wet'suwet'en, Denise, Tsakaize, and the Skaize, and everybody, all of the land defenders who are here, who have stood with us all of this time, to our matriarchs and our chiefs who have been guiding us throughout all this process. And thank you so much to Amnesty for being with us. There's so many of Amnesty folks that have come over the years and that now feel like family to us. And so it's like a reunion every time they come back, and just to witness everything that we've been going through and to help spread the word around the world for the struggles that we've been up against. And so I just want to also acknowledge that for those of you who have been following along with the court process, that we've had sentencing dates now for myself, for Corey Jocko, and for Shaylin Sampson, who were all arrested in 2021 for defending the Yinta and occupying the drill pad site. Our sentencing dates are October 15th, 16th, and 17th. So at that time, we will find out what the decision of Justice Tamman will be in October. So we've been waiting a really long time. It's been 3 years, over 3 years since we were arrested and removed from the territory, and that we have been criminalized and still face conditions and are restricted by conditions to be on the Yinta. And so I'm just really glad that everybody's here. I think that one of the significant things about this that I was thinking about is not just that we have support. There's 26,000 letters here that have been written to us. And it's not just about, you know, I talked earlier how we feel, you know, I feel supported, we feel supported, we feel like people are watching. It's a safety, you know, it's a safety issue where when the world's watching, then the RCMP and the state can't do anything they want to us. So it makes us safer. But the thing that's really significant is that 26,000 people and every single person who's here today understands that our survival and our freedom and our wellness are all tied to each other. That we are not free until we're all free.
Dineze, Sakaze, Skaze, Simgigat, Sigidam Hanak, Hanku Wilsidu. Hochki Iwa'ai, I come from Anspayach and the Gixan territories of the Gisqas clan. And I stand here today as one of the Lachyip firekeepers. And so the Lachyip firekeepers was created in response to the Prince Rupert gas transmission pipeline. And it's composed of many of the youth who live on the Gixsan Nachyep under the age of 35, as well as everyone who has ancestral ties to the Gixsan territories. Many of us are land defenders, artists, scientists, and you know, our goal 100% is to protect our beautiful Nachyep and our heritage, especially when it is threatened by what we see as very coercive and predatory industries. When our communities are being beset by impact benefit agreements that are essentially gag orders, when you have regulatory breakdown across the board in Canada and these projects being pushed through that threaten everything that we hold dear. So we're a vast network that encompasses all of the Gixsan villages. And 100% we stand in support of the Wet'suwet'en. You know, like many of the hundreds of thousands of people around the world. And because our fights are one and the same.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.